Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure as crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
So we're just gonna take this thing out for a spin, huh? We're gonna give it a try.
Kick the wheels on this show.
Yeah.
Give it a shot. Give it a try. We're a couple of animaniacs this week, aren't we?
Yeah. We're a couple of animaniacs. Yeah,
onomaniacs.
We're onomaniacs. I'm the brain.
Oh, yeah. And I'm... was Freakazoid originally an onomaniacs?
I don't know either.
I'm Freakazoid. I'm not Pinky. We watched...
I mean, let's be honest. Anime. If we had to divide roles of Pinky and the Brain.
I know. I didn't want to go there. Yes, if we had to. If someone was forcing us, like it was like a saw trap.
Yeah.
You want to play a game? You guys have to decide which one of you is Pinky and which one is the Brain.
And you both know, and they're neither of them are good choices.
Shove X-Acto blades in your butt.
I would watch it. But that's not what we
that's
watched.
That's not what we watched. We watched an anime, Jack. We watched... Can I tell you what I wrote in my notes?
Please, yeah.
Jack is going to hate this movie for no reason. And here's what I wrote.
Yeah.
98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Film grossed over $41
billion. Billion?
U.S.
Jesus.
Worldwide, breaking numerous box office records. The third highest grossing anime film of all time. Unadjusted for inflation. It won the Best Animated Feature at the 2016 Los Angeles Film Critics Association's Award, the 49th Sitges Film Festival, the 71st Mainichi Film Awards, 40th Japan Academy Prize, and there's a live-action remake in the works by Paramount Pictures.
That seems like it's completely defeating the point. It's like the most beautifully animated movie since Studio Ghibli.
Yeah.
Is it Ghibli or Ghibli?
Look inside your heart. It's like GIF.
The most beautifully animated movie now in live action, but with people and not the nice drawings that is why it was so good.
It's like essentially the most popular film of all time. $41 billion.
And but I'm
no
not going to
like
ever, it.
And you're not going to like it and no
I'm
one's
not
ever
gonna
heard of
like it.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. No one's ever heard of it?
I mean, the entire country of Japan has heard
yes.
of it.
Yes. It's called Your Name.
Your name.
Your name.
It's Tanner. And
my name is Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to have legs, I think.
Yeah, that'll have legs.
I think that's going to be a runner. That's what we call in the business a runner.
Smash cut the film. This is Strange Bedfellows.
Hang on. I haven't weighed in on whether I liked it or not.
Oh, right. Well, you told me before we started recording, but maybe that was just my friend Jack and not Jack Shepard, the Strange Bedfellows persona that you slip into every
What did
I
tell you before
Friday
we started
evening.
Recording?
You said that we weren't allowed to say anything racist about Japan.
Okay, yeah, that's not... That was... that. Yes. Just kind of going over some ground rules.
And you said that if we were ever in a Saw-like scenario where someone was going to shove X-Acto blades up my butt...
Yeah.
I would be Pinky and you would be Brain. I don't know if that made it into the episode or not.
Yeah. And I also told you how I felt about the movie.
Yeah, you told me you really liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. It was great. It was really good. It's gorgeous.
It was surprisingly good. I didn't think I was going to really care for it all that much, but I really liked it.
I'm unaccustomed to anime. It's a pretty new format for me. I've seen some of the studio. I wish you would have told me whether it's Ghibli or Ghibli.
Yeah, and it's, again, you have to look inside your heart. That's a personal journey.
I think there's okay. Well, I've seen some of those great movies.
I'm going to remind you, like, rule number one that you told me about before we started the podcast tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't say anything racist about Japan.
No, it's not. I want to clarify that it's not like one would have.
You want to figure out what the correct pronunciation of Studio Ghibli is, because you want to use the wrong one just to, like, make it
right.
clear
just
that
to be like
you don't care for
that
it.
I don't give a shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we watched a movie. It's called Your Name.
Your Name. Tanner
yeah,
Green.
Jack Shepard.
You?
Yeah, yeah, I'm Jack. Yes. Good. Yeah. This is going well. It was I'm unaccustomed to this type of movie for the most part.
Yeah. I like anime.
It's beautiful.
And I like mangas.
Is it all this beautiful? I don't think so.
No. I think very little of it is this beautiful.
Yeah.
But this is one of the beautiful ones.
Yeah.
I already told you the bona fides.
Yeah. Yes, you did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's won all sorts of awards. I think it deserved them. It was very good. It's very emotional.
It's very emotional. You think you're getting into a romance movie.
I mean,
and
it
then
is very
we're
going
to reveal to you at some point. I don't know whether we'd spoil the big spoiler, because there's a pretty big fucking plot twist about halfway through this movie, and then it becomes a hard sci-fi.
Yes. It's very romantical. It's like, I haven't seen it yet. I think there's a very strong chance we're going to watch it next week. I think it's like what I think The Lake House is like.
Yeah, I think, well, I don't think Lake House is body swap, because this is Freaky Friday.
It's Freaky Friday meets The Lake House.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Didn't we watch The Lake House?
No.
We've seen The Lake House.
Okay. Well, we haven't watched it.
I don't know why.
Seen it.
Here's the thing is, I don't know why I would have seen it if not with you.
I think we once maybe talked about it extensively, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I think we read the plot on the podcast.
Yeah. We should say about the movie. Well, hang on. Do you want to start off by doing some ground rules?
Sure, yeah.
For you and me?
Yep.
At the 31-minute mark of this film, they
infield
talk about...
pop fly, automatic out?
Not for baseball.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know what, Jack?
Yeah.
You're an intelligent man.
Be more specific.
More specific. Use your words.
I was elaborating. At the 31-minute mark of this film, they talk about their ground rules. Because they're doing invasion
body
of the body
swapping. It's a boy living in Tokyo called Taki.
Yeah.
And it's a girl living in a little town a couple hours outside of Tokyo that I've forgotten the name of.
Yeah.
Whose name is Mitsuha.
Yeah. And it reminded me a lot of when we were in Tokyo together.
Yeah, body swapping with teens.
Yeah, body swapping with teens. We didn't say that's what we were out there for.
I mean, that's... We acted like teens. We went to, like, all we did was, like,
we were doing
eat
a,
out and, like, go to arcades.
We were making a video for a major media company that was, we body swapped with two teens, and I feel
and
so
solved,
extra.
Solved their murder. It's, you know what, it's not, The Lake House meets Freaky Friday. It's Frequency meets Freaky Friday.
Is that the one where,
Jim Caviezel's dad gets on, like, the ham radio from the past and helps him solve his own murder.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Do you remember that one?
Sure. Maybe Meets the Lake House.
Meets the Lake House. It's a triad.
Yeah. That's, and so if you watch all three of those movies at once, that's what the live action version of this is going to be like.
Wait, it says Paramount Pictures is working on it. We should get them on the phone now.
It's already been
done. Guys, we cracked
it. I'm saying about the ground rules. So at the 31-minute mark, they talk about their ground rules for body swapping.
For being Freaky Friday.
Two or three times a week, I'll suddenly and randomly switch with Mitsuha, who's somewhere out in the boonies. The trigger is sleep. The cause is unknown.
Any memories I have of the switch get more and more hazy after I wake up.
But there's no doubt that we're switching places. The reactions of everyone around us prove it. That's why...
That's why we decide to lay out some ground rules so we could protect each other's way of life. Things to watch out for during the switches, and a list of stuff we should never do.
And I've realized that you and I have never laid down our ground
very,
rules.
Very smart.
The event that we do body swap.
I sort of suspect it has happened before, and we just like either we're both sleeping.
Didn't notice.
Or
Yeah. Just thought I was really hungover.
But it's good to have some ground rules. What were their ground rules again? They were extensive, right?
Yeah.
There's sort of a whole montage scene where they go through them.
One I remember is
Taki's not allowed to touch Mitsuha's.
I don't think that, because she doesn't know that's what's
never
happening.
Came up. Yeah,
she
he
just
likes
says
to fondle him.
It's a through line of the movie that, like, when he wakes up as her, he always fondles his own breasts, and then his, i.e., her sister walks in, her younger sister, and she's like, "What are you doing,
sis? What are you doing?"
Whoa, they're so realistic feeling, sis. Me.
Are you still asleep? Breakfast time! Hurry up!
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah,
yeah. It's funny.
It's funny. It works.
It's a through line. It works. And it's like, it's addressing the elephant in the room, because it's like, literally, that is the first thing one would do, presumably, if one woke up in a
if I woke up as a teen in Japan?
Yeah.
Probably want to learn Japanese pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's true. But let's lay some ground rules for us.
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to lay these ground rules down.
One of hers for him was like, be careful with dresses. Like, you can't just like sit with your man spread when you're wearing a dress. Spreads.
Yep. Yeah. He's constantly showing off her underpants.
Guys will stare. Watch the skirt. These are basics for a girl.
And his one for her is like, stop spending all my money on sweets.
She does buy a lot of sweets with his two buds.
Stop wasting my money on sweets.
It's going in your body. Plus, I also work for that money.
Fun movie. And his friends are so nice. They like cover for him so he can go on this like insane journey into like the middle of nowhere.
I'll just say right out, don't touch my dick unless you have to pee.
Okay.
That's pretty reasonable, right? Like, there's a clause in there for you can.
I don't want you to feel bad, but I really don't care if you touch my dick.
Okay, fine.
It doesn't bother me.
Okay, fine. As you. Okay, what else?
I guess just don't raise my boy the way you're raising your boys. Is that an insult to say?
Like, emotionally distant?
Yeah, exactly.
I would say the reverse.
Here's something else you told me before we started recording tonight. Yeah. Sometimes you forget you have a second kid.
Okay, fine. And I would say the reverse is true for me. Like, don't be too, like, sappy.
Okay.
Like, don't go around spoiling the boy by telling him you love him all the time.
Okay. I tell my boy I love him all the time.
Because we don't really say that to each other.
I grab his attention, I look him in the eye, and say, look at me. Look him in the eyes.
Yeah.
And he says, what, daddy? And I says, I love you.
Okay.
That's what I says. Well,
so that's what he says. I don't want that type of activity.
Okay.
With the boy. But you can, like, you know, we show affection by, like, playing with Star Wars and stuff and talking about who's the fastest animal.
Oh, okay, Falcon.
Would say cheetah.
Okay, it's a falcon. It's literally the world's fastest animal. Do you guys not watch Blaze and the Monster Machines? Are they allowed to use your guns?
No, I don't know. They're not allowed to use my guns.
And can you give me the combination of your gun safe?
Yeah.
Just write it on the safe, I think. They don't know numbers yet, do they?
Yeah, I'll write it on the safe. Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
I think if you body swap into me, if you want to take care of some of the stuff I've been meaning to get to, like, I've got all these Warhammer figurines I need to, like, cut out and paint and glue together.
Okay.
It's just, like, grinding work.
I would love that.
Yeah. Lonnie's
Will you
meeting.
Write one of my crosswords newsletters?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that either way.
Crossword puzzle newsletters?
Yeah. Guest okay. editor.
That's good. Yeah. This is good. I don't think this is going to be too hard. I guess mow the lawn if you get a chance.
I hire a guy to do that, so I'll just ask him if he can do it.
And I've got like a bunch of old paints that need to be taken to the town. Like,
I do. I have that too.
Recycling center,
that for me
and it's
too.
Like on a specific day. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And they're only open like 11 to 2 p.m.
Yeah, and it's
reason.
Like only on Tuesdays or whatever. Yeah. So yeah. Okay.
Here's how this movie starts, Jack.
Yeah.
Smash cut music video.
Oh, can I ask you something about the music of this?
Yeah.
I couldn't quite put my finger on it. It's like got this like kind of like very emotional pop punk soundtrack.
It's pop punk. It's good.
It sounds wrong. Like, it's good, but it sounds wrong. And my
Jack,
theory...
I'll remind you that rule number one tonight is please don't be racist to Japanese people. The music tonight is by a group called Rod Wimps.
Well, hang on. I have a theory. Did they...
You have no reaction to their name being Rad Wimps? That's the coolest name for a band in the world.
That is cool.
We're the Rad Wimps. Yeah. R-A-D-W-I-M-P-S.
Well, now I'm worried that I'm going to insult the Rad Wimps. But because the music,
I don't know
is,
if they listen. They're Japanese.
The music is very good. Like the instrumental sounds are very good, but the vocals feel wrong. And my theory is that they took the Rad Wimps cool Japanese music and then some English
made them
person
sing it in English.
Did vocals over
I don't
their
know.
Instrumental.
Do you want
track.
Me to research the Rad Wimps?
I guess. Like,
you're pretty
what
interested in
language?
Because their music is good, huh?
Singing. The music was good, but the vocals felt completely wrong.
Yeah.
I guess we can play a short clip.
The band's name, Rad Wimps, was formed from two English slang terms, rad and wimp.
Okay.
According
wrong.
To the band,
that's wrong.
The coined word had several meanings, including excellent weakling and superlative coward.
Okay. This is like people who get like Japanese like script tattoos on their arms and they like don't know the meaning of it. It's like these are two of the most important words in English language, and they like have all this carry all this power with American teens.
Okay, so here's what I know about Rad Wimps.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, all of their music, except for maybe one album, has been written and performed in Japanese.
Yeah.
I think they made them, I suspect they made them re-record this in English or transliterated it for them to like pronounce in English.
Okay. It just sounds like
American,
something
we
that
we watched
would...
the dub version.
Yeah. It sounds like something that would be way better in Japanese.
Yeah.
That's all. That's okay to say.
Anyways, every romance movie should start with a music video. It's so handy. You get to know the characters. They show you a little bit of like the brief glimpse at the plot.
Yeah, and when that beat drops. I was like, oh, I'm in for a ride. And the movie is, it starts pretty much in medias res. You kind of got like, Taki wakes up as Mitsuha.
Mitsuha in her room on her Japanese style floor mat, Jack, and that's my first question for you tonight.
Where's
Do
my
you
tatami
and Sarah
mat?
Still sleep on a tatami mat?
No, she wouldn't let me.
What about your little boy den, your boy hole?
No, it's over. I had to get rid of it.
What?
Yeah.
I guess you don't want a tatami mat in Texas because of all the
bugs.
All the bugs.
In the brief period, I've Snakes. Probably talked about this before, but in the period of my bachelorhood before Sarah and I moved in,
don't
together,
pretend that you and Sarah didn't sleep on a tatami mat together. I saw it.
No, we did. But in the period of my bachelorhood before we moved in together, I was like, I read some blog or something, and I was like, I'm post bed, and I got rid of my bed, and I got a
at the time mat. Ariana Huffington, she was obsessed with sleep. Yeah. Do you remember that? The Huffington Post was just all about sleep, so that's probably where you got it from.
I got a special tatami mat and like a special like Japanese style futon bed and like roll up bed, and I was so into it because I could just like roll it up after I woke up, and then I had all the space in my room and I liked sleeping on it. And when Sarah and I did move in together, I thought that I could enforce that system on us as a couple.
Yeah.
And she was very gracious about it and allowed it to happen until like a very specific day, which I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I had this system, this foolproof system for waking up, which is I set two alarms.
Okay.
One alarm was just like a normal alarm.
Yeah.
And then 5 minutes later, like on the other side of the room, a deliberately like insane like fire alarm would go off.
Loud. That's angry.
Yeah.
And Sarah was okay with that too.
No, the point was I knew about the second alarm, so I would never let it go off.
Oh, smart.
So that was the point, because it was very scary and intense.
Yeah.
And so it was a foolproof system, because I always would get up and be like, I have to now go and like disarm this other alarm bomb.
Yeah.
And then one day I just fucking didn't.
Yeah.
I just like forgot about it.
It's called diffusion of responsibility. You got someone else in the house now.
And like the thing that happens when you're sleeping on like a Japanese like shiki futon on a tatami mat on the floor.
Yeah.
And a crazy fire alarm bell goes off. You both just stand up.
I'm wondering if one would do that on a traditional Western bed frame in bed as well.
Yeah. But I think it was like from that day forward, Sarah was like,
we need to rework the sleeping
situation. We have to rework the sleeping situation. This fucking sucks. Like, so we got a bed. Anyway, now I have a bed.
Can I ask a personal question?
Please.
How many blankets do you guys sleep under?
I sleep British style. So
in a separate room?
Yeah, in a separate room currently. That is true. But when we're in the same room and when I'm in a separate room, I sleep British style, which is one duvet, no sheet.
That's
the way the queen intended.
The both of you use.
Yeah, that's something that I would not
cotton to.
I would not allow us to have a top sheet. That's something that I had.
Oh,
to
no. Down. That's ridiculous. What are you trying to choke yourself to death?
Yeah. Top sheets are for
strangle yourself to death?
Top sheets are for monsters.
I think the moment Jamie and I realized that we were going to be compatible for life is the moment we decided to sleep under two different comforters.
Yeah, I've messed around with that before. Yeah. I messed around with that.
We can still be loving. We can still be nurturing, you know?
Yeah.
We can still be tender.
I used to be a two comforter man. Now we just have a really big one.
Yeah, maybe that's, I don't know. We're fine. Well, I'm not looking for advice.
Yeah.
And you know what? Frankly, I'm hearing nothing but bad mistakes from your sleep world. So I don't think I'd want advice from you anyway.
My sleep world is a mess.
Should we talk about the movie?
Yeah. I loved it. It was so good.
He wakes up in her body. The whole beginning sequence is very disjointed, intentionally, I suspect, disjointed.
Yeah, because you see it and you're like, why is she being so weird?
Yeah.
Oh, I see you actually bothered to do your hair today. Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, what happened? Did your grandma exercise all your demons?
Exercise?
Something totally possessed your body.
Would you just give it a rest with all this occult nonsense? Mitsuha's gotta be feeling stressed enough as it is, right?
What are you guys talking about?
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
But then she heads down to breakfast and she's back to being her old self.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, hey, what are you doing? You were so weird yesterday.
Yeah.
And
she's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she doesn't know
what you're talking
about. And then she goes to school and she opens up her notebook. And what does it say there?
Who are you?
No, it says...
Doesn't it say who are you?
Oh, doesn't it say what is your name?
Maybe.
Maybe it says who are you.
There's a lot of your name stuff, because that's the name of the movie, is your
Tanner.
Name. Yeah, and my name is Jack Shepard.
Yep. So then she suspects something. I assume it's not in her handwriting. It's some boy's handwriting.
It looks like boy's handwriting, yeah.
Some handsome boy from Tokyo.
Says who are you? And then do we get his POV?
We get his POV. He wakes up with a cut on his face, because he's a bit of a brawler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
He's late for school, but it sounds like he's always late for school.
Yeah, he's a mess.
He's got two friends who are sort of rude boys, although very loving and caring. They really
they're very
step
loving.
Up for him later in the film.
Yeah, when he is a girl and is like as Mitsuha, he's very timid and shy, and they're like extremely supportive of him suddenly becoming that way.
Yeah, well, in fact, one of them is like he was kind of cute yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sweet.
Wait a second, was that you, Tsukasa? Are you the one that's been messing with my phone?
Huh?
Never mind. Later.
Well, he's back to normal.
I think he was kind of cute yesterday.
And then he's late to work and he stands up to some like tough guys and they cut the like boss woman's skirt and he has a crush on her and he sews it up as the girl and then they fall like they have feelings for one another, the boss woman and Taki, but Taki as
it's kind of a Cyrano de Bergerac type of situation where
she got a real big nose. Nose look normal to me.
there's more to Cyrano de Bergerac than the big nose, and that's the point of Cyrano de Bergerac.
He wears
in
a
some
big
ways.
Hat with a feather in it.
I've actually only seen Roxanne with Steve Martin.
Me too. Okay, so
yeah,
working off the same playbook.
But I think the point is that like he like woos her as someone else.
Yes, it's like Blues Traveler. It's like the music video for The Runaround.
Okay, perfect. That's
you remember that music
people.
Video?
All right, folks, we don't need to say anything more. We've all seen the music video for Run Around by Blues Traveler.
Yeah.
And we've all seen Roxanne with Steve Martin.
And here's a little bit of a clip from each.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you.
So they start to figure out that they are body swapping. They start to figure out like who the other one is. They start to like leave notes,
they write
for,
notes for
one another in their phones with like diary apps.
I want their diary app. It sounds cool. It looks cool.
Looked cool. Looked great.
I was like, why don't I have a diary app?
We used, when we were Japanese briefly for 2 weeks, we used one of the apps they use all the time, Line.
Oh yeah, we sure did.
With our Airbnb host.
That's right. Yeah, I saw. There were so many things that reminded me of our trip to Japan. They're like hang out in Roppongi at one point.
There was the Roppongi right by that big skyscraper we stayed at. This is not
interesting. I'm sorry, but Tokyo's cool.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun in Tokyo.
There's lots of and it comes out in this like the I don't know what you call the drawing in anime, but the drawing that they do. Is so good. The Tokyo scenes are just like absolutely stunning and like really make Tokyo come to life.
They do.
Really cool,
I don't know who makes this movie, but they did a hell of a job, and they did do the Studio Ghibli thing of like showing like just sort of like static shots of like beautiful Tokyo, hustle and bustle, just
That's
to like
really
set
cool.
the scene. Looked great.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about the Everett interpretation of the multiverse, Jack?
Yeah, multiverse comes up, doesn't it?
That's what Taki lands on.
Yeah.
Or Taki's friends potentially land on the fact that we are living in the Taki and Mitsuha are going through the Everett interpretation of the multiverse. Which I think you and I used to talk about a lot. Many worlds theory.
Yeah, it's multiple worlds theory. Yeah.
Multiple worlds theory. So, is that what's happening here? No, we're looking at more of a frequency / lake house.
It's a good question. There's like a...
Oh, gonna stop you there, Jack?
Okay.
30-minute mark?
Yeah.
Time for another music video.
Okay, perfect.
they got to the 30-minute mark and they're like, movie's slowing down a
let's
little bit.
Let's just have another
let's get the Radwimps back
video.
In here.
Yeah, let's get the Radwimps back in here and see what they can do. They do tug at your heartstrings, the Radwimps. And I think they like, my other theory is like their lyrics are so powerful and like
they
so
really
about
powerful.
The movie that I think they were like, for the dubbed version, we have to translate it.
Yeah, we have to translate it.
It's like pretty important.
They do a music video montage at the 30-minute mark, which is them like figuring out this system. Of like what the rules are, what the like the how the diary works, you know, kind of ribbing one another. Mitsuhi when she is in Taki's body, does a lot of flirting with
the woman at his
at the
office.
Cafe, and like sets them up on dates and stuff, and pounding over it all is the beautiful melodies of the Radwimps.
Yeah, the beautiful melodies of the Radwimps, and is it a multiverse? I can't say a thing that is the twist of the movie, which
we have to say the twist because
I'm
going to
share now
halfway through the movie. And it like informs the entire second half of the movie.
So you've had enough time to go watch the movie.
Oh, keep in mind, layered over all of this
is
news reports of a
comet
that is passing like, over.
Passing
the earth.
Beautifully passing.
It'll be beautiful and you'll be able to see this like shimmering ice tail behind it.
A comet that comes only once every 1,200 years will finally be headed our way in a month. The comet will be visible to the naked eye for several days once it approaches the Earth.
Just make up with him already, okay?
It's an adult matter.
According to Jax's spokesperson, they're preparing for the celestial show of the millennium.
The twist is that they are not just physically distant as they swap bodies, but temporally distant.
Yes.
She is 3 years in the past, in his past.
When the comet actually came.
And it is in the weeks leading up to the unexpected landfall of the comet, which destroys her town.
Yeah, and kills her and all her friends and family instantly.
Yeah, and now who's emo?
So here's where we shift gears into frequency.
Yeah.
Because it becomes a matter of solving this crime before it happens.
Yeah, and it's
cool. And the rest of the movie is just a fucking caper.
Yeah,
it's good. So good. But also, it's still incredibly emotionally resonant. And like,
it's so beautiful.
Almost made me cry many times.
Yeah, it's really sweet because it's like they're 3 years apart from each other, and they don't like, she like goes to Tokyo to find him, but she does find him, but it's 3 years before he's met her. So he's like, "Who are you?"
Who she is? Yeah.
Oh, powerful. It made me fall in love all over.
Really good. It also brings me to my It was on the town of Vittori, which
was burned
by a giant meteorite, which smashed into it and killed everyone.
Yeah, it's kind of a burn light book.
they show it. It's pretty brutal.
It's pretty intense, yeah. But so the rest of the film is them like can they prevent it?
Yeah.
Can they prevent it?
Yeah.
And they do another body swap. It's complicated how it happens.
The body swaps get more difficult then.
Yeah, they got weird.
He discovers this because he goes on like a trip out to the countryside with the woman he has a crush on and his like nerdy best friend.
Yeah.
Like spend a weekend.
He's trying to find her, yeah.
Helping
him
like, try to find this.
You know what it's
town.
Like? It's like Close Encounters of a Third Kind. Because
he keeps drawing pictures.
He keeps drawing the town, which is like, but he doesn't know where it is. And then like he shows the drawing around and somebody's like, wait a second, isn't that's the place that the comet destroyed?
Yeah, finally, like at the end of the day, they're about to go home and they're at this cafe and like the cook comes out and he's like, oh, that's my hometown. It was blown up by a meteor 3 years ago. Literally everyone died.
Can I tell you the part that made me fall in love all over again and softened my icy cold British heart and made me cry and was genuinely beautiful and made me realize that maybe there is beauty in this world after all and I shouldn't be so cynical?
Yeah.
It's like towards the end where it's kind of unclear whether they're going to save her and they've kind of met. They're like meeting across like the barriers of time. They've like come to the place where like the body swap happens at the shrine or whatever. And they're like, they're trying to interact and they have this problem where they always like forget.
Yeah. Once
when they
she
wake
dies,
up in their own body. Yeah.
Once he becomes aware of the fact that she dies.
Yeah. He's
they,
like, can't
they start to forget one another.
It's like Back to the Future, kind of losing memories.
Like all the little diary entries like pop out of his phone like in front of him.
And so she's like, let's write our names. Like you write your name on my hand.
Oh, Jack.
I'll write my name on your hand.
Hey, Mitsuha, just so we don't forget things when we wake up.
Huh?
Let's write down our names. Here.
And let's write our names on each other's hands so we like don't forget each other.
Well, he goes to write his name on her hand, and then she goes to write her name on his hand. And then before she can even finish the first character,
because
it's in Japanese,
they disappear.
She's gone.
Yeah, she's gone. But then the thing that made me shed a tear. I'll say it.
Yeah, crushed me.
She like
sobbing.
She looks at her hand to remember him, and he's just written, "I love you."
So that we don't forget things when we wake up, let's write down our names.
Even the way that you look, I swear I could smell the scent of yours. And in the way that you walk, I could hear that bright laughter of yours. Since one day you
will
disappear,
doesn't help.
I'll keep
I won't know your
part
name.
Of you.
Yeah, it's later when she's like sprinting to like save the town in the last moment.
And she's like, I need to remember him. And she looks at her hand and he's just written, I love you. And she's like, that doesn't help. Like, why did you take the time to write that?
Yeah.
It's very sweet because it's so stupid. It was important that they remember each other. But, you know, sometimes you got to tell them. You know, sometimes you got to say it. I don't.
Probably could have said it right out loud.
I don't. I try not to.
No, you wouldn't.
It makes me uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's gross, you know? It makes you seem weak. It makes you seem weak in my eyes.
It makes you seem weak. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And so that's why it is a ground rule. I don't want you telling anyone, under any circumstances, that you love them when you're me. Okay?
Yeah, I won't.
Okay.
Can we take a break?
I was kind of stalling a little bit because, like, at some point Cyril's going to ask me to come and talk to him about Transformers. But, yeah, now's a good time.
Okay.
And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey, everybody. It's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp, except 100% soggier, is going under, both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors, who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign, and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's time for my big hit segment.
Okay.
You know, and it's our segment. You know, share and share alike. Share the wealth.
We're in this together.
We're in this together. It's called, on the one hand...
Oh, Jesus. Yep.
So what I've done is I...
Really got legs.
Yeah. I checked out a couple of Rotten Tomatoes reviews of this movie. Most of them are really glowing.
Yeah, very positively reviewed.
It's a really well-loved movie, and this is to the audience reviews. I'm not interested in the critic reviews. Critics are got their heads all the way up their own asses. I want to hear what
Can
the
Can I ask you a question
think.
About on the one hand?
Yeah.
Did you come up with this segment so that we would stop doing IMDb trivia and goof because you're worried about it showing up in the X-ray on Amazon TVs?
Well, we only really do that on the Patreon. I guess we did do it once on this.
Yeah, we did do it once on this.
No, I don't know why I came up with it. I'm down for trivia. We can do that too if you want. Okay. But yeah, I am like weirdly nervous about, because folks who haven't been like following our every move, we occasionally will go on IMDb and try to make up a plausible fact about a movie that we watch.
We did it once here with Did we do it once here?
Yeah, we did it with Somewhere in Time, and then we've done it on the Patreon a couple times. I'm genuinely worried because like they do have a community moderation team at IMDb, and they do review our submissions, but they do usually accept them. And it shows up when you watch the movie on Amazon Prime as like the like fun facts from IMDb, and I'm I'm scared that I'm going to get arrested.
Yeah, you probably will. Probably send you to jail, and then I'll have to raise your kids. But luckily, I know how.
You know how to do it.
I'm well equipped.
On the one hand, and this is what Viraj P says about this movie on October 18th, 2020.
Okay.
In their 5-star review of the film.
Okay.
Cathartic. The most beautiful movie I've ever seen.
Ever?
Point. Ever.
Haven't you seen Maximum Overdrive with Emilio Estevez?
Watching this healed my soul.
Honestly, that is genuinely how I felt after watching it this morning.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I was like, that was a beautiful movie. I feel like a lightness to myself now, you know?
Yeah.
And I got to rub it in old Jamie's face because she was sitting on the couch next to me saying, oh, is this a romance? Oh, she dies in a big meteor impact? Not a romance.
Yeah.
You know what I got to say to her?
What?
Guess what, baby? It is a romance.
It is a romance. Yeah.
Because he saves her, and they find one another in Tokyo again at the end of the movie.
And it looks like their love is going to really go places. And I guess he never really got together with that cute girl from the restaurant.
No. I think it's sort of, there seems to be something a little bit happening between the cute girl from the restaurant and his nerdy friend.
Yeah, maybe that's for the sequel.
Yeah. I think there is a sequel.
On the other hand, Tanner.
Yes.
And then, we forgot this last time we did this. Arbiter Tanner needs to weigh in and say who's right. So I need you to kind of inhabit that space. He's got a lot of guns. We don't need to go over it. He's got a lot of guns. He's got a fancy helmet. He's judge, jury, and executioner.
Yep. He loves shooting people right in their penises.
Yeah.
Blast! But
what he's called on for today is to decide with his infinite wisdom and his, you know, I guess like he's probably got like a chip in his brain or something. Who's right? Who's got the right of it? And we just want to hear both, you know, we're both sides journalism here. We're the no labels party, you know, we're the problem solvers caucus over here.
Yeah.
We're not trying to pick a side. We're trying to perpetuate the culture war in any way we can.
yeah, and I'm here just to blast dicks.
So on the other hand, Donald J, and I know what you're thinking, it may well be Donald J Glover.
Yeah, probably is.
American icon Donald J Glover.
Yeah.
On December 31st, 2020.
Okay.
Gives a 1.5 star review to this movie. That's actually the lowest review I could find. It's really a well-loved movie. Even the guy who hates it was like, 1.5.
Yeah. I'll tag a 0.5 on there.
Here's what Donald J says.
Okay.
I haven't seen The Notebook, but this movie is what I assume The Notebook is like.
Sounds like he just really hates The Notebook.
A focus on the relationship between two people. Nothing else matters. Not their career, not their life, not their friends, not anything else. It's just these two people.
They're teenagers, Donald.
In a world teeming with life and possibilities, why should I care about these two people who only seem to care about each other? There's not that much that's interesting about them.
Jesus.
So, I guess... Before you weigh in, Arbiter Tanner.
It's like a, what's his name? Camus?
Yeah, it's like Camus, yeah.
Like a Camus novel.
The Stranger. My question for Donald J. Glover, like, you don't like any movies that are about two main characters?
No, he likes some. Like, if it's someone he should care about, you know, like I'm sure he loved Lincoln, you know.
This I can get behind.
It's about Lincoln? Okay.
I didn't like this love story. It's only about two people mostly.
And it's also like what I think The Notebook is like.
You know what movie he would have loved? He would have loved New Year's Eve, which we watched for this show. That's about like 15 people.
If I can find him, I'll send it to him. Yeah.
We're doing our own review here?
We can if you want. Do you want to?
No, isn't that what we usually do? Incorporate a little bit of feedback?
We didn't last time. But yeah, we can get in there.
I think we have time.
Let's get in there and review the movie. Where does Arbiter Tanner weigh in here?
And what is my job again? Whose penis am I shooting off?
I guess whichever reviewer you thought was wrong.
Donald J's.
Donald J.
Say goodbye
Glover.
To those gonads, Donald J. Blam!
Okay, perfect.
I don't get this segment, Jack.
Okay, so we're going to get on Rotten Tomatoes and we're going to write our own review of this film.
Okay.
Five stars.
We have to put a little bit of flavor of... who was the first one?
Viraj J.
Viraj.
Viraj P, yeah.
Viraj and Donald J.
We want to take the best of what Viraj has to say and the best of what Donald has to say and then kind of put our own spin on it. And then I think that's going to be really good for the Rotten Tomatoes algorithm and we're going to become super reviewers. That's the point here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tim Cook asked us to become Rotten Tomatoes super reviewers.
Yeah. He's like, I've got one last mission for you guys. At first, we rejected it. We were like, we have kids. We have children.
Yeah, we're retired.
And then they kidnapped our wives.
Yeah, they just offered me a ton of money.
Yeah.
Let's get five stars right off the bat.
We both absolutely love this movie.
Genuinely really liked it. I encourage you guys all to go watch it.
It's beautiful. I mean, it's just like the drawing?
It's anime.
The drawing that they do is fantastic. It's so good.
And it's got this soundtrack by the Radwimps.
Yeah, the Radwimps are crushing it. Yeah. And it's so much love. I mean, it just feels like they really like being in each other's bodies, but not in the sex way, has really made them fall in love. Yeah.
Yeah, they cracked it.
Should we say that to start?
Yes, perfect. And you do the writing because I'm not a good typist.
Yeah. I'm going to say it really feels like being in each other's bodies, but not in the sex way.
Yeah.
It's a good way to do love.
Make love.
Good way to make love, by which I mean create love.
Yeah.
By which we mean create love.
And then maybe put in parentheses, non-sexually.
Non-sexually. That's perfect. Just in case there's any confusion. I haven't seen The Notebook either. I'm assuming that everyone's read Donald J. Glover's review here.
Or I think it's responsible to just everyone weigh in.
Yeah.
If you're going to review the movie, at least weigh in and let us know where you stand with regards to The Notebook.
All right, so help me out here. I haven't seen The Notebook either, but you want to make this concessive? Yeah, but I guess concessive would be although.
No. And
I haven't seen The Lake House. Should we say we haven't seen...
We have read the Wikipedia synopsis of The Lake
House. Now it's concessive. Read the Wikipedia synopsis of that one. And...
Had I seen either, or when I see either, and I hope to see both...
When I see either and I hope to see both, yep.
If they are like your name.
Jack Shepard.
And then maybe put in parentheses Jack Shepard and Tanner Green Ring.
Yeah. Perfect.
I hope they're half as good as this movie was. And they'll still be great movies.
That's good. Should we say that watching this healed our souls?
Healed our souls.
Our soul sounds like a cobbler's joke.
Sounds like an early, what are they called? Snow Patrol song.
That conversation we had about Snow Patrol was
what
not
do you mean?
Recorded.
So, what do you mean? What conversation about Snow
doing
Patrol?
Nothing. This is doing nothing.
I'm just showing off how cool I think. I was like really into snow, and we'll let the sex bugs weigh in on this. I was really into Snow Patrol, like, way before
nothing.
They were cool. Is that cool, or is that obnoxious?
No, I told Tanner during the break that I listened to Snow Patrol, like,
a long time before.
This is what he talks about when you're not around.
We're on a major label.
Sex bugs.
I listen to them.
This is what he does when you're not around. When the mics are off, he just talks at me about how he was into Snow Patrol.
I wasn't like bragging about it. I was just talking about it. They were on a label called Jeepster, which is the label that Belle and Sebastian was on. And so when Belle and Sebastian came out with their first album, I was like, what are all the other Jeepster bands? And so I listened to early Snow Patrol like a long time before they kind of broke through. And I swear to God, I don't think that's cool. In fact, I think it may not be cool at all. But I just have to give context. And that's what I was saying, at Tanner during the break.
Yeah.
Okay, so all I've got here is I hope they're half as good as this movie was, and they'll still be great movies.
Yes.
Okay. We were going to say Watching This Healed My Soul.
Watching This Healed My Soul.
The direction
so let's say,
I was...
Let's say
okay.
Pros, or like what we loved about the movie.
Okay, but I just want to say, like, I want to reemphasize that sounds like cobbler humor.
What does?
Healed My Soul. You know, like heels and souls?
Oh, okay, so maybe let's put in...
We should just say that it's like not a cobbler, and that's not a cobbler joke.
I would just put it in brackets. I would say like, not parentheses, but hard brackets.
Okay.
And then I would write editor's note. Can you do italics?
Yeah, I'll do ed note, colon.
This is not an intentional cobbler joke.
That's good.
Because you can't, the artist doesn't get to define what the art is.
But if you are a cobbler, you can use it.
Sure, yeah, that's good.
Okay, great. I mean, you have to do a little work on it. You know, like, what did the cobbler say to God or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Just
meeting
cobbler,
you healed
like
my
one
soul.
Of us.
Just a cobbler.
All right. What we loved about the film, colon. Yeah. And maybe that's where we put it feel like it healed our soul. So maybe put that right before.
Gotcha. And then we'll, yeah, gotcha.
And then I want to say what we didn't like about the film.
Okay, so that's one. Okay, great. And then what we didn't like about the film.
Abraham Lincoln wasn't in it. Or, I don't know, I just want to address, Donald Jake Glover's other point about, we're just dealing with two people here, you know?
Yeah.
I want to nip that in the bud. I want to nip that kind of thinking in the bud.
What about I wish it had more than two people in it? It kind of did, but Donald J is kind of.
I think it was great. I think it would have been a pretty messy film if it had involved more than two people being in love and swapping bodies. Imagine if it was like 20
everybody
people
swapping bodies.
Swapping
all the time.
Bodies.
You know what that's like? That's Dark City.
Okay, so this is a good avenue.
Yeah.
Let's compare this and get writing. Let's compare this film to Dark City.
Is this in the what we didn't like about the film section?
We're going to drop that whole category.
Okay. I'll just say we have nothing to say on the topic of what we didn't like about it.
Yeah. Let's talk about Dark City and this film's sort of like how this film's mythology relates to it.
Okay.
Would you have preferred Donald J.
Perfect. Glover, I'll put in parentheses.
That your name, Tanner Green.
Jack Shepherd is my name.
Would have been better if it were a Dark City scenario where it was a whole city full of people who kept swapping bodies. There would have been no character arc. What would the act structure look like? Right?
Yeah.
I think this film was actually great with just two people swapping bodies and falling in love. My only regret is that it wasn't me and Jack.
Okay. Almost there.
Though I understand their decision to focus on this girl and boy and not two middle-aged men who frankly live almost identical lifestyles.
Okay, we have to end it there.
Okay. You're out of characters.
I just my hands are hurting from typing.
Throw some emojis in so it seems like kind of fun, you know?
Okay, can I? Should we say, what emoji do you want? I don't think we can do that in Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
Let's just say Jack Shepherd and Tanner. Oh, no, what do we say? Do we want to put our. I guess we have put our names in a few times.
Yeah.
So we'll say Jack Shepherd and Tanner Greenring. I was thinking we could end it by saying, P.S. We love this one.
Yeah.
Okay, can I read it back to you?
Yeah, please.
5-star review.
Yep.
It really feels like being in each other's bodies, but not in a sex way, is a good way to make love. By which we mean create love.
non-sexually.
Yeah.
I haven't seen The Notebook either, and I haven't seen The Lake House, though we have read the Wikipedia synopsis of that one. When I see either, and I hope to see both, if they're like Your Name, Jack Shepherd and Tanner Greenring, I hope they're half as good as this movie was, and they'll still be great movies.
Scintillating.
Great. I hope they're half as scintillating.
No, half as good as this scintillating movie was. Okay. But maybe yours is, I kind of like that.
Yeah. What about half
as scintillating as this
scintillating
movie?
As this scintillating movie was. And they'll still be scintillating movies.
Yeah.
Okay. When I see either, and I hope to see both, if they are like Your Name, Jack Shepherd and Tanner Greenring, I hope they're half as scintillating as this scintillating movie was, and they'll still be scintillating movies. Yeah. What we loved about the film. Watching this healed my soul. Edno, this is not an intentional cobbler's joke, but if you are one, you can use it. That's nice.
Yeah.
We have nothing to say on the topic of what we didn't like about the film. Let's talk about Dark City and how this film's mythology relates to it. Would you have preferred, Donald J., that Your Name, Jack Shepherd and Tanner Greenring, had been a body-swapping scenario where everyone was swapping bodies? There would have been no character arc. I think this film was actually great with two people swapping bodies and falling in love. My only regret was that it wasn't me and Jack, though I understand their decision not to focus on two middle-aged men who live frankly identical lifestyles. Jack Shepherd and Tanner Greenring. P.S. We love this one.
Great.
Perfect.
Cut and print.
No notes.
No notes. Okay.
That's how you do a 5-star review, Viraj.
And that's how you do a podcast episode.
And that's how you do a podcast.
Sex pots.
Yeah, that's how you do it. This was a good one, and I liked it.
Yep, good film. There is a spiritual sequel called Weathering With You, Jack, if you're feeling like you want to just kind of curl up and feel something sometime.
Yeah, maybe I do. I like how we've found a way to watch romance movies, but only ones that are like pretty heavy sci-fi.
Yeah. And then when we talk about it, we're still shooting dicks off everywhere.
We like this one. Check it out. If you like anime, even if you don't, it's not a format that I've spent much time with, but I thought it was very cool and I liked it.
Yep.
I'd like to thank you, Tanner, very, very, very much for bearing with me this week.
You're very, very welcome.
And I'd like to thank the baby bees and the sex bugs and the bedpots for bearing with us so very much. We do love and kiss you every day and all throughout every single day.
Yep.
I would like to tell everyone you must subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/BSCC podcast. We're talking about the TGIF shows and we're having a very good time still. It's very fun. Jump in. Join us, patreon.com/BSCC podcast. It's only $5 a month. What are you waiting for? It's so fun. It's good. You'll like it.
Yep.
Join our Facebook group on Baby Nation. Everybody's having a good time in there and everyone's very nice. For God's sake. That's my Biden. For God's sake.
Great. No notes.
Get in there. Have a good time. Please recommend the show to a friend and rate and review it wherever you rate and review shows. All that remains is for me to say that this week I watched a movie. That movie was called Your Name.
Tanner.
Yeah, my name is Jack. Next week we're gonna be watching a little movie called either The Lake House or Dirty Dancing. Come on, we gotta watch Dirty Dancing. What are you
all
thinking?
All right. I've lifted my moratorium on Patrick Swayze.
Yeah.
And we can watch Dirty Dancing next week.
Next week, we're going to be watching Dirty Dancing, so get ready to get dirty.
That's it. Goodbye.
All that remains is for me to say that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
And I hope you find your Taki
name,
Dasha Bonnelly Ever After. I guess your name is good.
Yeah.
I hope you find your name Tanner Ever Greenring. After. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll work on it.
We might be childhood friends and I might drive you down the bend, but I'm sure as crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
What's going on? Who's invading?
What's up, bud? You're saying come here to say goodnight? Come on, come and say goodnight.
Did Cyril watch it with you?
Cyril didn't watch it with me. We went roller skating today.
Oh, cool.
Sleep tight, bud. You did a great job roller skating today.
Good night, Cyril.
On your more. Yeah.
You know what one of Miles' favorite books to sort of flip through idly is?
What?
The comic book adaptation of Babysitter's Club Little Sister Number 2.
Oh, really?
Roller skates.
That's so nice. We went roller skating today for a friend's birthday party, and Cyril was really excited. It was very sweet. Like, he was really excited to go roller skating, but, like, I don't know, a kid can barely walk, let alone fucking roller skate.
Yeah.
And it was, like, very adorable. It was, like, those videos. I kept thinking of those videos of, like, when, like, a fawn is born.
Yeah. The beginning of Bambi.
Yeah. So it was like, there's some fun footage. I am like I'm like fucking Oksana Biol out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe it. You've got a grace to you.
I've got an elegance to me. I was just zooming past all these fucking teens. Like, see you later.
I believe
eat my
it.
Fucking just, dust.
Hey, swap bodies with this teen.